Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called, When is a Lie a Lie? You'd think it'd be simple, but it's not such a simple thing. And I will explain later and discuss with both Pastor Drew and Wayne Levine in their respective segments. Special guest today, Dr. Janelle, who will join us for the women's room, and she wants to talk about step-parenting. So we will talk about the joys, pleasures, and challenges of being a step-parent. You can find my column in over 100 newspapers, including the Santa Barbara News Press right here in Santa Barbara, where I am broadcasting from, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll get all sorts of wonderful options in the drop-down menu. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. I have just surpassed 50,000 followers, so if you follow me, that'll get me one step closer to 100,000, which is my next goal. And please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My next goal there is to get 5,000 likes, as we have about 4,700. I hope you will like the page on Facebook, Dad's Point of View. We have regular daily themed events and posts, and today is Thursday. So the theme today is actually about my radio show and Dad Chat. Now, Dad Chat is every Thursday night. Tonight, we'll be talking about what we spoke about last week on the radio show, which is money and our kids. I have a very special guest, Pam Moore, who will be co-hosting it. She is a renowned expert on finances and social media with over 100,000 followers on Twitter. So she is a big shot, and I am very glad and grateful that she will be appearing at Dad Chat tonight. The new Because I Said So comic strip is inspired by a true story. Now, of course, I'm not that dad, but the title of the strip is called Mom Does What? I will admit it is toilet humor, but once in a while we got to go there because it's funny. And this actually happened to somebody I know very well. We won't say who. And it was very inspirational, at least for a comic strip. Finishing up my second book, which will be an ebook. It will be an interactive book. It'll include 100 photos, 7 original videos, links to a lot of different things, and it's all about my what I'm calling the long strange trip with some clever to be determined subtitle. It's about my trip from Los Angeles to Boston taking my son to college, and I kept a diary. And when I looked at the diary at the end and looked at the 4 or 5 hours of video and the hundreds, in fact, thousands of photos, I said, wow, given how these books now are being made interactive, so you can go on a Wi-Fi equipped Kindle or similar tablet, read the text, go to links, go to video, go to YouTubes, and see photos, this would be a great way to integrate all of that into one book. I will be giving it away on Dad Chat every Thursday evening from now until Christmas. It will be very inexpensive. It'll be priced, I think, at like $249 or $269. It'll be about an 80 to 100 page book, although it's a lot of its pictures. It's not a whole lot of text, so it'll be an easy, easy read. And I'm very, very, very proud of it. And I hope you will pick it up as a cheap and nice holiday gift to share with your friends and family, and especially those of you that are facing the empty nest as I just confronted it. It will give you hope that you will survive, and maybe a suggestion on how to deal with it right at the onset, because if you take a trip like I did, you will no longer have any empty nest blues. You will be very happy to return home without the college-bound young person. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another in my concert series, and in fact, this time it is Kenny Loggins, who is a local here in Santa Barbara, I believe. He appeared at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, which is a very intimate club that only holds about 1,000 people, and it was a really, really fun concert. So I do a lot of vlogs at concerts I attend. I have Willie Nelson coming up later, and Tenacious D, I think I did, filmed up here, in fact, at the Santa Barbara Bowl, Crosby, Stills, and Nash recently as well. So many more will be coming along with my regular vlogs. A recent big vlog that I did was with iJustine, the famous Apple spokesman and the videographer who's had about 350 million hits on her own videos. So I don't do politics, but I cannot help but reflect a little bit on last night's debate. It was awesome. I'm conservative-minded, let's say, And I think I heard on the way up here from Dennis Prager something really interesting. Last night was possibly the first time in 4 years of Obama's presidency and any time prior that he's actually been on his own. He could not have the press defending him. He did not have a teleprompter to give him the answers. And Jim Lehrer seemed either overwhelmed or just chose to let them go at it. And I thought we saw Obama for who he is. And to some degree, a lot of people got to see Mitt Romney for who he is. And many people, particularly those that rely on mainstream media, got to see him to some degree for the very first time. To me, he was extremely presidential. Obama was, I have to be kind, so I can't even think of the words, flustered, let's say that. What also struck me a tremendous amount was that Mitt Romney looked at President Obama. President Obama just flashed that smile, looked at his hands, and looked at the camera. He never really confronted Mitt Romney. The other thing was, for once, I think the public, now those that are absolutely determined to vote and believe the Obama myth will not be swayed. Same applies to those of us that may be already persuaded for Mitt Romney. But for those in the middle, and that's what these things are all about, you got a chance to see that talking points is really all Obama has. He kept on bringing up the $5 trillion tax increase that Mitt Romney would do and the $2 trillion military cuts that the military doesn't want. Mitt Romney accurately and completely hit back with his counter-argument, and Obama just ignored it and repeated them again. He brought up his grandmother playing the sympathy card. I don't know. It was astonishing to me, but mostly what got me was the arrogance of our president, the unwillingness to admit some of the failures that are clearly on his watch. To his credit, he didn't blame Bush this time. That's what he usually does. Ironically, he didn't hit the 47% gaffe of Mitt Romney's. Now, the reason I believe he didn't do that is it would have given Romney a great chance to defend it and to explain it. Unlike the guns and anti-God comments that Obama made in private that just got kind of mulled over by the media, not to mention all the different political influences that Obama has had, most specifically Reverend Wright. So as you can tell, I was energized, excited, and I'm hopeful because I think the future of our country is literally at stake. With what's going on in the Middle East, it is a very, very scary time. And the Benghazi thing has been overlooked by mainstream media. If it had been on a Republican watch, it would have been a scandal of gigantic proportions. But instead, pleas for help go ignored, and Obama gets off with a free pass. I don't get it. But last night was a time that he did not get a free pass, and thank you very much, at least one. I'm now curious, will he even show up for the next two debates, and how will he prepare, or will he just, you know, say the same old thing again? Anyway, next up is the men's room with Wayne Levine, who does not like to talk politics, and I will not talk about politics any further. So stay tuned.